Hello everyone, my name is Adam Cross and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Southern California. And today I want to talk to you about the question of, does God heal our mental health struggles? That's a huge question, and it's something that's really centered at the focus and foundation of my therapy practice. I firmly believe that God does heal mental health struggles. I'm going to talk to you about what that looks like. Some people have different ideas of what healing involves, and there are different aspects of healing. Right? If you turn to the Gospels, Jesus is healing left and right. I remember watching a talk given by Dr. Mary Seeley, who's really kind of one of the leading experts in the field of healing, right? And understanding God's plan for healing in the church and in the life, in the Christian life, right? The charisms of healing. And she pointed out that there's no one in the Gospels that Jesus encounters who asks for healing, or Jesus says, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to carry this cross for the rest of your life, right? I can't heal you. You know, the God that we encounter in Scripture is God of healing. If people come to Him with expectant faith, asking for healing, and we have so many instances of that happening, right? In the Gospel, people crying out, right? The hemorrhaging woman just trying to touch Him, just barely, as she's healed. That we see this God who is healing, a God of abundance, a God of power, who comes to heal those who are sick. So how does that look with our mental health, right? For one thing, I would say, like, we do have to kind of separate out and discern kind of like the spiritual warfare side of it versus a psychological side of it. My perspective on that, my understanding, and talking with a lot of people who deal with, you know, exorcisms or, you know, deliverance and, you know, looking at the clinical side of different mental health issues, is that we have to be careful not to over-spiritualize everything. The devil does work in those ways, but not every mental health struggle is a demon or an evil spirit, right? We have natural evil in our world where we are struggling with sickness, right? With mental health issues in various ways, right? So if you feel down, if you feel anxious, it doesn't necessarily mean you're possessed, of course. But we have to kind of discern and look at the differences there. And so that's probably a whole different video, right? Is how do we discern, okay, what is spiritual, what is clinical? But, you know, usually I tend to say, like, we have to be careful not to over-spiritualize mental health struggles. So when it comes to asking, does God want to heal our mental health struggles? The answer is yes. And I think in some ways, healing our mental health, healing our emotional, mental wounds, is more complex, is harder than healing a leg. And I know that might sound like kind of funny, right? It's like, but sometimes physical healing actually comes quicker when people are prayed over. Encounter School of Ministries has a lot of great training and a lot of great explanations on what those different types of healing look like. But when it comes to emotional healing, sometimes the process is longer. Sometimes the process is more complex. And here's why. Here's what I want to kind of talk about in regards to this, is that your mind, your soul, or your being is like a garden. You look back to Adam and Eve being placed in the garden. God has created this garden. There's, in a broken world where there's original sin, the effects of original sin, there's natural evil, there's evil. In our garden, sometimes there's good trees and sometimes there's bad trees that grow, right? We live in a broken, imperfect world. God doesn't necessarily always want to, right? And when I say doesn't want to, I mean, He knows our absolute good, and He knows what's absolutely good for you, right? He knows what's going to lead to your sanctification so that He can be with you for all eternity. He knows what's best, but He doesn't always want to just zap us, zap away the anxiety. And I've talked about that in my earlier videos. Like, in my experience, I wish God would just zap away my anxiety at times. I really felt that way in college. But God wants us to co-create. He wants us to participate in the tending of our garden. I heard Chris Stefanik once say, and I don't know who he got it from, that our mind is like a bad neighborhood. Don't go in it alone, right? God doesn't want to just zap away the bad people in the neighborhood, right? Zap away the trash, the griminess. He wants us to participate in the cleaning. He wants us to participate in making things better, making things new. Jesus is a gentleman. He doesn't burst through the door like the Kool-Aid man and say, I'm going to fix everything. Right? He knocks. He asks permission to come into our hearts, come into our minds, come to our struggles. He wants us to pick up the tools to begin to co-create with him. That can sound frustrating. It's like, okay, the God of everything won't just do this for me. It's like, yeah, you know, all of our suffering through Christ on the cross has purpose, has meaning. Like, God doesn't cause suffering. He doesn't cause mental health struggles. That's a huge misconception. He's not causing your illness or your struggle or your anxiety, but he may permit some levels of suffering to help sanctify you so that he can be with you forever in heaven. And to think about that for a second, you know, I've thought about this myself, is when you think about eternity, infinity, which our minds can't comprehend, and you think about the smallness of time, right, of this life, it's like if infinity was an ongoing chain, right, if you could look at a timeline of infinity, which, you know, like, even that we can't comprehend, our existence on earth, right, in this state, wouldn't even be a splinter, right, like a little, it wouldn't even be a little sliver in kind of that timeline of eternity. So our suffering here matters. It's hard. It's not easy. It's not what God intended. But we also have to, at some point, keep in mind that bigger picture of why is God permitting this, right? How is God working even through the evil, the suffering I'm experiencing, so that I can be with him for all eternity? So that's a huge kind of foundation for what we're talking about, is that through Jesus, through the cross, and the promise of the resurrection, our suffering matters. Right, we have to embrace that fact. That is the good news of the gospel. Right, but we have to pick up our cross, but ultimately we're walking towards the resurrection. And so when it comes to our mental struggles, our mental illness, our mental, you know, our mental health, God wants you to participate and co-create in the garden. And that means picking up real tools to help your anxiety, real tools, meeting with real people to look at your wounds, your trauma, to invite Christ into those dark areas. Again, not for him to barge in, but for you to invite him in to those areas in your life where you think he was least present. To invite him in to speak truth into those areas. That's what he wants to do. And we can't do that alone. That's not something he wants us to do alone or to figure out. He's giving us real grace. He's giving us the sacraments, right, to strengthen us, to give us food for the journey, his presence for the journey, his power, his mercy, all these great sacraments, the church, the life of the church. He's giving us that grace. He's giving us real people. He's putting therapists in your life, priests, those trained in healing prayer, right? Community, support, your family, your friends. He's giving you real people who are a means of his healing. He's giving you tools, like simple things that you can learn often in therapy from priests or from people around you that are going to help you in your mental health journey, right? Something like beginning to reframe our thoughts, being aware of what's going through our head, something like grounding exercises. When I'm feeling anxious, I'm here, I'm breathing, I'm okay, right? I'm breathing in the breath of God, right? Ruach in Genesis, God's creative breath, they're breathing into us. Every time I take a breath, every time I'm anxious, God is here. God has given me this life, this presence. There's so many good tools like that. I could go on, and I've talked about them in my other videos, but God wants us to utilize these gifts of his grace, these real tangible tools, these real people who are his sons and daughters, those made in his image and likeness, just as you are, that all of that is going to be a part of your healing journey. And as you do that, as you engage, as you live the Christian life, as you encounter Christ, that's where healing takes place, right? And I'm not gonna say God doesn't heal in a zap, or that God doesn't heal overnight. I have heard stories of people say, you know what? I was struggling with this, and the next day, it was gone. I've prayed about it. It was gone. I just stopped. Like, glory to God, that happens. And if that doesn't happen, it doesn't mean that God isn't in there in that struggle with you. But it means that he has a bigger plan for your healing. And often if he's not zapping that out of you, he's calling you to a deeper intimacy, a greater understanding of who he is and who you are in light of him. All of that together, all this community, all the sacraments, all this grace, is that process of healing. We can get stuck and say, well, that's all great, but I'm still struggling in this area. And we can forget that bigger picture. God is working.
Your wounds are obstacles to encountering God. God is working through those wounds right here and right now for your good. So don't buy into the lie that when you get over this thing, when you get past this struggle, then you'll be closer to God. Then you'll be holier. God is there in the midst of it. You are his beloved son or beloved daughter with whom he is well pleased. He is there in the midst of your struggles, your wounds right now. And he is using that wound and struggle right now for your greater glory. That's where faith comes in, right? That's where it's hard. That's where we have to maybe look at our images of God. God, it's hard for me to believe this. It's hard for me to understand why you're permitting this. Right? The journey isn't easy. It doesn't get zapped and suddenly we're in a state of bliss, but we have to invite God into those dark areas and trust that he's walking with us. He's helping us carry the cross. We don't carry it alone, right? That he has a bigger plan for our healing, our salvation, our sanctification up to that. We have to trust in that. That is hard. So turn to the sacraments, turn to the goodness, the joy of the Christian life. Turn to those he has put in your life who are doing his work. Turn to the professionals, mental health professionals, your priests, spiritual directors, those in healing prayer ministry. Be aware of the instruments God is using in your life. Turn to those interventions, those tools that are given in therapy and direction in healing prayer that slowly can heal, that can slowly transform who you are and what your life looks like, and ultimately your mental health and all that. So thank you so much for watching. This is a big topic, right? Suffering. Does God want to heal? Is God healing? It's hard to believe. I totally get it, and I don't want to minimize that. So I'd love to hear your comments below. Any comments you have, any video suggestions in the future, I'd love to hear that as well. But thank you so much for watching, and God bless.